Ashland resident Dave Herring says the mass shooting in Newtown, Connecticut was a turning point for him and a group of friends.
We were frustrated and of course, saddened by that event and frustrated that it seemed like the state and federal government can't do much, or at least isn't doing much about gun violence. And so we came up with the idea of trying to take some action on a local level.
They formed the group Citizens for a Safe Ashland and put a petition online asking the Ashland City Council to enact two new ordinances. One would prohibit anyone without a concealed handgun permit from openly carrying a loaded firearm. The other would make it a crime to fail to prevent the child from getting access to a gun. While state law preempts most local gun laws, a number of cities around Oregon do have restrictions on loaded open carry. Portland and Multnomah County have the child access law as well. Dave Herring says he has friends and family who hunt and enjoy shooting sports.
I don't think that these ordinances would restrict those people's activities at all or take away anyone's gun rights.
Kevin Starrett disagrees.
I think it's ill-advised because it really accomplishes nothing.
Starrett heads the Oregon Firearms Federation, a group that bills itself as Oregon's only no-compromise gun lobby.
There are people who carry firearms openly who are hurting nobody. And if Ashland decides to try to regulate them, they're not really regulating criminals. They're regulating people who are breaking no laws.
Starrett says some people openly carry guns because they're legally armed for self-protection and see no reason to hide it. Others, he says, are making a political statement. That may make some people uncomfortable, he says, but
they're doing it because it's a form of protest. Protests are always intended to be provocative.
For Starrett, the bottom line is that law-abiding citizens exercising their Second Amendment rights are not a threat to the public, and laws to restrict them do nothing to prevent gun violence.
Obviously, a person who chooses to do something criminal or harmful is not terribly interested in Ashland's ordinances against open loaded carry.
It's hard to walk in the middle of this debate. There's not an easy middle place to be.
Elaine Replegal teaches sociology at the University of Oregon. She says one reason this is so contentious in the U.S. is that, unlike in many other countries, gun ownership is framed as a matter of fundamental rights rather than of public health. She notes that 30,000 Americans die from guns each year and that more than 60% of homicides are committed with guns. Still, she says, the data suggest gun rights advocates may have a point when they say guns don't kill people, people do.
There are other countries, for instance, that are also have high rates of gun ownership, but that don't have our same murder rates. So there's something else going on to explain our murder rates. It's not only explained by guns.
On the other hand, Replegal says, people who carry a gun for protection are misinformed.
There's actually been quite a bit of research debunking the idea that you're safer because you have a gun.
In fact, she says, one study showed your chances of getting shot are more than four times higher if you're armed. As for whether the kind of restrictions being proposed in Ashland actually make the streets safer, Replegal says there's just not enough research to say. Dave Herring acknowledges Ashland hasn't had much of a problem with gun violence, and he'll admit his group's proposals could be seen as largely symbolic.
In a way it is, but also I'd point out that I think symbols have power. So to the extent that it's symbolic, I think it's still worthwhile.
It's that symbolic power that's likely to drive passions on both sides as the Ashland City Council prepares to discuss whether to enact local gun control laws. Liam Moriarty, JPR News.